One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we're doing this again.
Okay.
Now what's the point of clapping?
Just for you to hear it, man.
Hey, thanks, dude. Sweetheart, you are. Sweetheart.
Always.
Always my sweetheart. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another unusual episode of the Frustrations Podcast. I was going to say Joe Rogan.
No, we were talking about the Joe Rogan experience before this.
Yeah.
Imagine if someone actually believed it. Joe Rogan's on this podcast? Whoa.
Whoa. It would be the dream come true. But Joe Rogan won't come on Frustrations
no
podcast,
way.
I think.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
I think one of us should aim to get on Joe Rogan's podcast someday.
That's everyone's aim.
Yeah, but I don't think the other way around will happen. Mm. But interestingly, we brought that up at the beginning of the thing, okay? Because I have actually learned way more from Joe Rogan than from anybody else, any other book.
Yeah, I
know
what you mean.
Any other video. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like his content, for some reason, just has so much insight and his guests are some mind-blowing people.
Well, that's also the type of person he is. Like he can learn from any type of a person. He's like someone who can have a 3-hour conversation with anyone. And he's spoken to such a wide spectrum of people, dude. He's spoken to people who have been convicted in prison for like 10-year sentences. Two, he's spoken to like authors of best-selling books and really powerful actors and comedians. So
yeah,
that's some experience.
There's something about him. I think he's the least phony self-help enthusiast I can find online.
Let's talk about that. Okay, why do you think like you can... Mm-hmm. Listen to self-help shit from a guy like Joe Rogan, but you can't take it from a guy who's just written
a book.
Yeah, probably like a Jay Shetty.
Yeah, dude, that's very interesting. I think I can listen to Joe Rogan because I respect Joe Rogan and he backs his claims with examples or backs his teachings with examples.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Jay Shetty, who's just very creatively written self-help.
Not just written, I think. I think creatively... packaged and marketed self-help.
And Joe Rogan, you can see everything he preaches, like you can see that personality in him change, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's because...
like he.
But do you think like...
He's both the experiment and the author, like he's both.
Joe Rogan has cried at several podcasts, right? And if Jay Shetty cries at even one podcast, I'll stop listening to any podcast with a guy from with a British accent.
Oh, I can't imagine crying in a British accent.
Oh, hilarious. Oh,
disgusting. For those of you who haven't figured out the flow of the show, we are actually planning to shit on self-help books. Not shit on them. Both me and Rupin are self-help nerds. That's the beauty of
That's the weird part of it. That's the paradox.
We both love self-help books, love watching productivity videos on YouTube, love reading interesting anecdotes about saving time and all of that nonsense. Yet...
yeah.
I think we just consume it like how we consume any other content.
I think that is one... yeah, we do consume it just like how we consume, you know... there's actually a term for it. It's called, I think, Sanjay. Sanjay, you know Sanjay, right? It's a friend of ours.
Sanjay Manaktala, who's also now becoming a productivity guru.
He's also a productivity guru. And I think he told me or he told everyone in a video there's something called as productivity porn.
Okay.
It's, I think...
oh, where you're just hooked to it and you just want to watch more productivity shit, but without
you're not really doing shit.
Without
right?
any application.
Yeah, you're not really doing shit. So, it's the same thing as porn as well, right? Like, porn is just like, you're not doing anything. You're just seeing someone else do it.
Right.
So, it's the same thing.
And also, I think after this subtle act of giving a fuck, not giving a fuck. That's the book, right?
Of not giving a fuck.
Subtle art of not giving up. After that book came out, everybody wants to be productive. Everybody has read a self-help book.
Hmm.
It's kind of weird that like, it's almost like that book was like the Chetan Bhagat of all self-help books, you know?
That's very well said. It is absolutely the Chetan Bhagat of all self-help books. And also I feel if that book wasn't in orange And if it didn't have like an expletive in its title, I don't think it would have sold as much.
Oh yeah, that is so true. If it didn't have the F*CK, nobody would have bought it.
Yeah. And clearly that guy cares so much because he got it censored.
That is true. Otherwise, it would have been a blog post and not a book.
No, it was actually a blog.
Oh, really?
It was actually a
blog. I haven't read Subtle Art of Giving a Fuck.
Oh, it's the best, dude. Let me break it down to you in one simple... Yeah. This is such a stupid...
What is the premise of the book?
Okay, the premise of the book is something... See, here's the problem with the premise of any self-help book.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, the premise is something that we all have thought about.
Right.
Okay, and like this guy has just talked about it in a wider format.
Mm.
Or like any self-help author for that matter has talked about the common thoughts that we have thought about. Like we know what it is to live a good life, right? Like
correct.
Be disciplined, right. Make sure you stay focused,
right.
Don't get distracted by shit that doesn't contribute to you to where you want to be and all of that, right?
Uh-huh.
But there's a guy who sat and written many pages about it. So let me just stay in it instead of, going out and doing something. So in likewise fashion, like the Subtle Art of Not Giving a F*CK,
uh-huh.
The premise is basically you have a finite amount of F*CKs to give. Okay.
Oh.
You can't care about everything. Like, for example, if your dream is to open an ice cream shop and then your parents want you to join the army for whatever reason, right? And then you really like your parents, but you like starting an ice cream shop more than, joining the army. So you have to risk disappointing them. That's the entire premise.
That's the whole premise of the book.
That's the whole premise. You have a finite amount of people you can care about and finite amount of opinions to care about. So just might as well care about you.
That's really so F*CK.
But the problem is that this entire thing is just a paragraph, right? You mm-hmm. can't just write a paragraph and publish it.
Yeah.
I think ideal self-help would just be like a paragraph within two book covers.
Yeah, that is true. Or like every book review of every self-help book is... the self-help book itself.
Yeah, this reminds me of that great Dimitri Martin joke. The one where he says, if you want to read an autobiography in under 30 seconds, just read about the author.
Yeah. Oh my God. But what do you think are the, how do you, like at what point do you write self-help books? How do you reach that point in your life where you are qualified enough that you can now extend help to other people?
That's the exact thing which I've thought about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're never at a point to write a book unless you've overcome some shit.
Like the Dalai Lama can write it.
Why? Why can the Dalai Lama write it? Okay, because he's seen some shit in Tibet. Fair enough.
Yeah, and he's been taught certain ways of life passed on from generation to generation. He has some wisdom, which is why he's the Dalai Lama.
I would say, like, considering how much of turmoil, like, his country has been through and, like, the opposition from China and the fact that he's not even in Tibet. He actually stays in India, right?
Right, yeah, he does.
Yeah, I think just that fact, he's been through so much that he can probably write, like, something and be like, okay, when this guy means kindness, I think we can listen to him because he has every reason to be an asshole. If I was in his position, I would have retaliated.
Yeah.
Right? But he's so peaceful. So he can write something. Yeah, you're right. But the thing is, I think, like, a lot of people... write a self-help book too early into their lives. Like there was this guy called Scott Peck, which I looked up for this podcast. This guy called Scott Peck.
Someone did research. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, man. No, I messed up this podcast too many times. To disappoint you.
You're doing this out of guilt.
No. I like the topic also that we chose.
Tell me. So
this is a story. This guy called Scott Peck,
right?
Who wrote this book called Road Less Traveled. Have you heard of this book?
No.
Very famous, went on to sell like a million copies, bestseller and all that.
Okay.
And he's written it from a point of view of psychiatry and psychology. Okay. So he basically says like he's a huge proponent of delayed gratification.
Right.
So don't watch TV now, watch it after you finish all your work. Something
correct.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And this guy had a couple of extramarital affairs.
But he must have done like, he must have first told, I won't do it now, I'll do it later.
Maybe then, he delayed that.
And then he finished all his work and then he went and
let me go bang that chick after I finish two books.
So
I think it's a little too early. When do you
think his achievement was what?
He, I think is actually like, this is the thing. Every self-help author, unless that person has achieved something in some other feat. Okay. Like, I think that's the only self-help that I still like to read. Like, I like to read a story of a guy who's like, actually been through something and has achieved something.
Like reading memoirs.
Memoirs, autobiographies, biographies and all of that.
Right.
Right. And I think that's the only thing you can read. But like the only achievement of other self-help authors is that they've written a self-help book. When do you think is the right time for anyone to write a self-help book?
Yeah, I think the same thing, dude. Once you have enough accomplishments under your belt, I think I would love to read a book. Like, so I loved reading the story Birth of Netflix, that This Has Never Happened, or This Will Never Work Out, or that's the name of the book. This is the story of Netflix. So I loved that. Huh. Okay. And then I loved Shoe Dog, obviously. And
Those are still memoirs.
Yeah, those are. But I think like somebody who's just about to die, you know, that person should write something. Like putting it very bluntly, like if the doctor finds out that his health is deteriorating and he's reached 90, he should write some important or inciting facts of his life or her life. And that will be great to read. Like there's this book which I recently read, which I think the author you told me about, it's called Tuesday with Morris. Tuesday with Maury. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
So that book is actually, if you think about it, where he talks about he takes a different class every Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's the premise of the book.
And each Tuesday he talks, and he's a dying dude. He's like a guy who has like just a few days.
He has a few days to live.
And he's passing on this information to the student.
Yeah. So you have to be really
I think
old.
That book is a great book. It's because like this guy didn't go about writing a book by himself. You know what I mean? He didn't say like, my life matters so much and I'm so great and I need you all to listen to my wise preachings. Like it was actually another dude, a student of his, who said like, you're a really wise student and I'd like to learn from you before you leave.
And we'll write a book about you. And see, that was a great self-help book to write.
That's a great self-help book.
So right? I think people should get really old before they write self-help books.
You can't write it as a 23-year-old dude. It's
heartbreak. Sorry, that's like some, you know, like how a comedian starts yesterday and then puts out a comedy special the next day.
Oh yeah, yeah. We both personally know someone who did a year of comedy and wrote a book about it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, too soon,
buddy. Like this is the problem, dude. Like you can't see. Here's the thing, okay, and this kind of ties down to like last week's podcast about celebrities showing that they're good people, right?
Correct.
Like the same thing even with self-help authors. Self-help authors come out and write this really productive book and they say like, here's what you need to know about productivity. And it's like, why the hell would you tell that to anyone? Right? Like now the people are going to compare you and the expectations of you is going to be raised to like an unrealistic limit. So instead of that, just write a book about you being a piece of shit.
Oh, that'll be such a good book. And that'll also be a self-help book because we'll know what not to do.
Yeah, here's the thing, okay. Like, I'll tell you, like, if you listen to a story of a person who has transformed their life, right? Like a transformation story.
Correct.
You can only listen to someone who's been transformed if there are three things that are involved. Like either like some drug and alcohol involvement or like a loss of a loved one.
Or a
loss of job and not just a loss of job.
Yeah, like you mean...
bad loss of job.
Yeah, economic loss.
Yeah, you're reduced to zero.
Correct.
Right? Or you have lost someone in your life.
Correct. And
apart
then you
from
come
that,
out
I
back.
Don't think... Yeah, apart from that, you have no transformation, dude.
What about health transformation? Six pack in 6 weeks.
I think I'll give those people a pass because it's pretty hard to get. Dude, have you tried? Like, we both are skinny dudes, right? Like, it's impossible for me to get a six pack, dude. I don't think it's going to happen in this
life. Also, if somebody wrote six packs in 6 weeks, that's a great title for a book, by the way. If somebody ever writes that book, I don't think that person has time to write books because, like, it takes a lot of effort. Yeah. But do you spend a lot of time reading self-help?
Let's do this together. Okay. So how many self-help books do you think you've read?
Up till now? Maybe 10, 12?
Oh, 10, 12?
Okay, no, not 10. I mean, up to 10, less than 10.
Okay, so and what was the shittiest among all of them?
Oh, that's a tough one to pick. Oh, wait, I'll tell you. This book called Deep Work.
I stopped reading that book.
oh, that book was really shitty, dude. He just kept coming around and round and round and around the same point saying, don't use your mobile phone. That whole book could have just been one line. Don't use your mobile phone.
It goes back to my first. It goes back to my first thought. Every self-help book is just one paragraph between two book covers, and it'll be a bestseller. It'll still be a goddamn bestseller, right? All you need to do is, you know what? I'll tell you. Here's the thing. Here's what you have to do to sell books, right? You know, when you've gone to a bookstore,
right?
Never ever keep the book open. Make sure it's sealed in a plastic cover or in a glass cover. So, like, the only way for people to read what's inside is they have to buy it and they have to go home and get disappointed.
Correct. But now you have Kindle and shit. So now. Loophole.
True. Yeah. But I think like that is exactly like every self-help book can just be summarized into one paragraph. And that's the only paragraph that should be there. And like even I the shittiest book that I've read, I think I would have read, five self-help books.
Uh-huh.
Like proper self-help.
That's not too bad. You know, and then you quit already.
Yeah, because here's what I feel, okay? Like, I'm not good at this. But I feel like if you're on self-help book number two, it's not going to work.
Oh, that's like damn book number interesting. One, oh my God, that's so interesting.
Book number one didn't work. Book number one didn't work, dude. Like, ideally, book number one... Okay, here's the thing, okay? Like, every time you meet someone... Okay, so you meet someone great. They always tell you one particular moment that inspired them to get the idea that made them great.
Correct.
Or the philosophy that made them great.
Right.
No one ever comes and says... Like, I used to read 100 books and afterwards I found my answer to why, what I should do with my life. There's always just one moment of inspiration. Yeah. If you're looking for like some 100 moments of inspiration for you to get up and do, that means like, dude, just be happy with a 9-to-5 job.
Dude, this is such a good point. I never thought about this.
And
because
fact,
because I'll tell you one very interesting thing about me. Okay, I actually wasted a whole month reading self-help books. And I felt so unproductive because the whole month I'd only read books and not done anything else.
Yeah. And I would also contest that those self-help books kind of make you more anxious.
Yeah, they do.
Because before, you didn't do shit, but at least you did not know, you didn't do shit because of a legit reason. Maybe there was not enough shit for you to do, or you were not that inspired enough for whatever reason. Right. And that's the thing about life, dude. Like, the thing about life is not like, you know, perfect fully. It's not every day, every month you can't have a productive month. It goes back to what we're talking about, right? Like, we discuss ideas and discuss people. Imagine being with someone who's always discussing ideas.
Oh, God.
You feel like slapping that person. Mm.
So what do you think about people who hustle every day?
Isn't there something abnormal about that? Like, it's basically, okay, let's not bullshit. Like, this hustling, okay, like people who hustle, right? People who just constantly are on the move from one thing. And we both know, I think everyone in the world knows someone like that, right?
Yeah.
And to some extent, like, maybe we are very small fractions of that. But I realized that I've seen through it. Okay, like the people who hustle every day, like they wake up in the morning, go to the gym, and then afterwards go do like a radio interview.
Right.
And, you know, go again, like do a bunch of shit and do all of that. That is an addiction by itself, right? Like being now a workaholic is an addiction.
Now you have to break that habit.
Now you need another self-help book to declutter your life.
How to become less productive. Oh, dude, I think we should write that book.
How to become less productive and just not truly just not care about where you want to see yourself.
Right. Wait, one second, Rupen. I have a very interesting question that popped up and I don't want to forget it. Okay. That's why I'm cutting you off. Have you read any self-help books written by women?
No.
There aren't that many.
I think women got it right, dude. In this aspect, because I'll tell you why. Here, this is a very strange statistic which I kicked around. I don't know if I kicked it around with you or I kicked it around with another comic called Suhas, right? And I said, dude, have you realized like most of our classmates who are girls, all of them are crazy about their job. Even if they don't like it, they show up to work every day.
Correct.
There's not like, there are very few classmates. There's zero classmates of mine, like in all my years of studies, right, who are not doing anything. Right, they're all doing something. Even if they hate it, they're doing something. So I think they just figured it out. They said, like, life is unfair, right? And there's a great chance that we may take like a maternity leave and have our jobs taken away. So let's not write any books or take some break. Let's just shut up and get to work and let's go back home.
The most inspirational books I've read are all autobiographies by women. Women don't preach You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even Michelle Obama's book, then Malala Yousaf, all these books, right? They all talk about like, hey, this is what I did and let this inspire you to do something.
Hmm.
But men are like, hey, here are 6 ways you can wake up in the morning.
Yeah, I know. 6 ways where you can wake up in the morning. Yeah.
I've tried all 6 of them, by the way.
Do you wake up early?
Yeah, now. I mean, now I wake up relatively early.
Which means like at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is early for me.
Oh, no. I'm up by like 8:30.
Oh, 8 is really good. 8 is really good.
That is good enough.
I would say 10.
And it took me 10 self-help books to figure that out.
Yeah.
But before we conclude, Rupen, I want to ask you one self-help book if you had to recommend.
Okay, I'll tell you the one. Okay, I basically, if anything, okay, like there's one book that kind of helped me and I didn't read the entire book. Okay, I got what I wanted of that book and then I stopped reading the entire book. Okay, so that's the book that really helped me. And there was this book which I read as a teenager because my dad gave it to me, and it's called 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. Okay.
Oh, really? There's a teens version of that book.
There's a teens version of that
sponsored
book.
Sponsored by Disney Channel.
Probably. Yeah, it's advertised on Disney Channel, I hope.
Of course. Right?
Like in between, like some Hannah Montana, it's starring like an actor who smokes on the side and then comes in. It's like a teen star. It'll be like 7 Habits.
7 Habits. Yeah.
Not smoking. Yeah.
Correct.
I think, that book asked a question like, what do you want to do with the rest of your life and what do you want to be an expert at?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just said like, make a note of it in your diary. And I wrote that in my diary and I said, I want to make people laugh.
Correct.
And it came true.
Oh, not bad, dude.
Yeah, this is before I even knew about stand-up properly.
Hey, look at that. You actually reached what you wanted.
Through weirdly a self-help book.
Through a self-help book. Oh my God, that just negates our entire episode, Rupen.
Yeah, but I think every other book that I read after that hasn't really made sense. What if there's a self-help book which says like, you know, stop reading this book and go do something with your life?
Oh, that'll be like some insane book to read.
But if you had to write a self-help book, right, what would it be?
If I had to write a self-help book.
Hmm.
I think I'm very good at giving advice that way, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not good at taking them, but I'm great because I read so many self-help books. I think I can make like a greatest hits. Like a mixtape self-help book.
Like, here's the thing, okay? Like, I feel like I used to give great relationship advice when I was single for about like 7-8 years. So I think it's the same thing with even self-help authors.
Like, if you read enough self-help books, you know what to say.
Yeah, I think that's something that...
I think that's the secret, Rupen. That's the secret to becoming a good self-help author.
Yeah, how do they start? How do self-help authors start?
They read. Self-help.
Yeah, like when you start doing comedy, you watch other comedians. When you start, when you become a musician, you start listening to a lot of other music.
Correct.
So if you want to become a great self-help author, you have... And people have told us this, dude. Like to write a book, you need to read at least 1,000 books. So to become a great self-help author, you need to read 1,000 other self-help books.
Oh my God.
And then you have to come to the... And there's no possible way you can go through 1,000 self-help books.
And also...
There should be 1,000 self-help books.
Yeah, and also after that, you have no original thoughts. Right. So I think what we should do is, you know how there is the Bible, where there's one book where the entire religion can come back to? I think we need to come up. I think we need to come up with one, like some person of power and well-reputed, well-respected human being in the world, male or female, should consolidate this Bible of productivity.
Yeah, right. Like basically go through all of this and then just take like a just summarize it.
Just 1 second.
Something fell in your house.
It's okay. Since a phone that fell, it was charging. So you basically consolidate every book into like one chapter and one paragraph. And then just consolidate the collection of paragraphs into one book and just give that to people.
That's right. See, there you go. Anybody sitting out there without a job in COVID looking for something to do, here's a project. Like,
this has to be done. That's a great project.
Somebody please pick this up and give us credits in the acknowledgement section of the book. Because nobody reads that. Awesome sauce, Rupen Paul. Thank you. This was fun.
This was good.
This was good fun. It was a little weird. We tried doing this with video recording and without video calling. And Yeah. Jesus Christ. It felt weird. I don't know.
It's handling three pieces of technology and my lamp. Which yeah. Is
my God. I feel like I need a self-help book. Like. Amazing. Cool. All right. Thank you for tuning in, guys, to another episode of the Frustrations Podcast. We will be back next week. We want to do something on the next episode. So if you have a few topics or suggestions that you would like to talk, like us to talk about, so you should send them to us through DMs on Instagram, and we will pick them up on one of our upcoming episodes. Thank you so much, guys. Yeah. We will see you,
and I will try and give you a shout out.
Yes. Okay?
And if you also have like a self-help book that was really shitty that you would recommend to us, okay, please let us know by sending us a DM. We'll make sure we go through it in our free time when we feel unsuccessful.
Done deal. All right, guys, see you in the next episode.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.